track three, and we continue with news stories. Newton Abbott's first shredding event exceeded expectations, raising over £487 for Libraries Unlimited, the charity that runs Devon and Torbay libraries, and recycling over 600 kilograms of confidential paperwork, saving it from bonfires or landfill. The organisers said, "We're so grateful for people's generous support for Libraries Unlimited and the work we do in local communities. The idea was well received, and most people asked when we would be doing this again." The event was made possible thanks to M&J Bowers, who provided the big green destruction machine for the morning.
Wilko in Newton Abbott to close next week. The closing dates of Wilko's branches across Devon, including Newton Abbott, have been announced. The Newton Abbott branch is to close on Tuesday, September the 19th, with the Torquay branch closing days earlier, on Sunday, September the 17th. Exeter and Plymouth's Wilko stores will stay open for the meantime, but all Wilko stores across the UK will close at a later date. The company employs around 14,000 people nationwide, with around 30 or so being employed at the Teignbridge branch. It is expected that more than 12,000 jobs will be lost as a result of the closure.
It was just one swan, actually. It's about 2 feet tall, long, slender neck, kind of orange and black bill. Anything else? Well, it's a swan. It was an unusual call for the great and the good from Newton Abbott Police Station this past weekend as they attend reports of a swan blocking roads near the Drum Bridges roundabout. PC Miller attended and rescued the swan, who has been dubbed James Pond. The swan tried to take off like a cargo plane narrowly missing a lorry, but was taken out of harm's way to Stover Country Park.
Businesses in Ashburton are being alerted to a potential scam, claiming to be from the fire service. Fire stations in Ashburton and Buckfast Lee have issued a warning following a report of local businesses being contacted by someone claiming to be from the fire station. The caller is said to have stated that lots of local businesses are providing funds for either a calendar or magazine-type publication, and then trying to get personal details from the business owner. A spokesman for Buckfast Lee Fire Station said, "Please be aware that the fire service will never phone you trying to sell any advertising or ask for payment for home safety visit or any other type of funding. Anyone concerned that a caller isn't genuinely from the fire service should make a note of the caller's name and number and hang up. Don't call the number back, but contact Devon and Somerset Fire and Rescue Service to verify the call received was genuine. You can call them on the following number, 01392 872 200. That's 01392 872 200.
Nursery to close within a month. A nursery in Kingstainton has told parents it is to close within a month. The Serendipity Nursery at Oakeymead Park emailed parents to inform them of the decision to shut. Opened in 2003, the purpose-built Newton Road Nursery has looked after children from the age of 3 months. The owner, Jackie Chard, said it's a really upsetting time. No one wanted anything like this to happen, but we wanted to be kind to everyone. Parents took to social media to ask what was happening, as some had received emails to say the nursery was closing. A February Ofsted visit found the nursery was not meeting some of its requirements. Following the visit, it was served with a welfare requirements notice, a legal notice, which means the provider has to take specific actions with a specified time. At that time, these requirements included carrying out effective risk assessments to ensure children's safety indoor and outdoors were safe, secure and suitable, and to ensure staff were deployed effectively to engage in quality interactions and supervise them appropriately. Inspectors had highlighted safeguarding issues, but a repeat visit found the provider has taken steps to ensure the setting is safe, secure and suitable. Ofsted said staff ensure the main door into the setting is shut securely each time it is opened or closed. Hazards have been removed from the children's indoor and outdoor environment, and effective risk assessments are now in place. Also, staff are now deployed effectively in the setting.
Day to mark Bishop's retirement. Hundreds of people are expected to attend a farewell service for the Bishop of Exeter at Exeter Cathedral this Sunday, 17th of September, at 3 o'clock. Representatives from organisations across Devon have also been invited. The Right Reverend Robert Atwell is retiring after nearly a decade as Devon's most senior bishop, after having been installed at Exeter Cathedral in July 2014. During the service, Bishop Robert will hand back the diocese crozier, the bishop's ceremonial staff, to the Dean of Exeter Cathedral. The Dean will lay it down on the altar, symbolically marking the end of Bishop Robert's tenure. In another poignant moment, Bishop Robert will say Bishop Leo Frick's blessing. Leo Frick became the first Bishop of Exeter in 1047, and his words have been used by his successors for centuries. "I leave with a heart full of thanksgiving to God," said the Bishop. He will also be stepping down as member of the House of Lords and as patron of Plymouth Marjon University and trustee of a number of Devon charities. Bishop Robert studied theology at St John's College, Durham, before training for ordination in Cambridge and Rome. He served as a curate in the Diocese of London before returning to Cambridge as chaplain of Trinity College for 6 years and teaching early Christian life and thought. He spent 10 years as a Benedictine monk in Oxfordshire, returning to parish ministry in London's Primrose Hill. He was appointed Bishop of Stockport in 2008. The Bishop of Crediton, the Right Reverend Jackie Searle, will be acting Bishop of Exeter pending the appointment of the new bishop. The vacancy process is expected to take about 14 months.